Peace, love, and harmony, family. Welcome back to another episode of Talk Tuesday. I am your host, B Harmony, and as always, your support means the absolute world to me. Thank you guys for coming back and tuning in to another episode of Talk Tuesday. For this week's informational gap, I want to talk to you guys about the census. I got one question for you guys. Are you vote ready? That's it. Are you vote ready? Before we talk about elections with the president and what's going on with the Republicans versus the Democrats, first let's talk about, are you vote ready? Meaning, there's a whole nother aspect of voting in politics that people aren't even aware of. I really am talking about the U.S. Census. Like, a generic definition of the census would be an official count or survey of the population, meaning, you know, we get the ballots in the mail or we get the form in the mail. Excuse me, I didn't mean ballots. We get the forms in the mail and we fill them out, we mail them back in, we do it online and we register. Then the government comes out with a whole bunch of statistics and things based on the census, right? That's what most people know it as. But we are not most people. We are harmonic. We understand politics. So we know that there's always politics involving anything that has to do with the government, right? Political science says the U.S. Census is the procedure of systematically enumerating and acquiring and recording information about members of a population. So by political science definition, there's three parts to the U.S. Census. And each part, we all play a factor in, and we all have a major role to play in that. So the first part is the procedure of systematically enumerating. What does that mean? It means it's numbers, right? They're putting numbers into a system. Well, where are they getting these numbers from? These numbers are coming from us as a people, as the community, as members, as United States of American citizens, illegal immigrants. It doesn't matter, to be honest. Because we are living in a world where we are controlled by business. It's an economy. And once we start thinking like an economist, then we'll start to understand how much power we as a people really have. And the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, is reminding us of that by putting a target, quote unquote, target end date for the census, making it October 5th. This targeted deadline was reached once the U.S. District Judge Lucy Kahn ruled that basically, they can't change the date, the original date from October 31st being the end date. They didn't have enough evidence to support the reason behind why they wanted to move up the targeted end date of the census. So she overruled that based on the fact that she agreed with the original injunction that, you know, a lot of groups were going to miss out if they speed up the deadline or push the deadline ahead. A lot of people, like the, I believe the article was a National Urban League, which was started in New York. They help African Americans with social and economic injustices, things like that. Also, counties and cities were all advocating against them moving up the deadline for the U.S. Census, so she agreed with it. And of course, the next action to take is an appeal. And in the appeal, they're saying that if they move up the census, then it's not going to harm or undercount any type of community. But of course, we all know that people are going to be singled out because, unfortunately, especially in the minority communities, you know, you have to work, so you may not have time to take off from work or go during the hours that they have it. Or you just simply don't have transportation, or maybe you have the lack of knowledge where you don't even know about this information. So moving up the deadline further hinders you and your ability to contribute yourself to this systematic procedure that we have, right? And although the appeal is in the process, workers supposedly, allegedly, were reporting that they were told to wrap up their operations by September 30th, meaning that, you know, that October 5th deadline is around the corner, so whatever you're working on, you need to get it done, and whatever we don't have done, that's just what it is. And the craziest thing about it all is there's a whistleblower within the U.S. Census who actually reported this. So I'm sure that we'll be seeing this on the news, and if we don't see it on the news, it's probably because it's coming across the bottom of the screen in writing. So maybe mute the TV and read the bottom of the screen and see if you catch it, because that's where I caught it, and that made me want to do more research for you guys and definitely figure that out. I love a good whistleblower story, conspiracy in the making, you know? But it might not be a conspiracy. What if it actually is accurate? What if there is something called voter suppression? Whoa. Or voter fraud. Whoa. I'm just kidding. Those are totally words that we're hearing and phrases that we're hearing all throughout this election, especially between Biden and Trump, and just the total differences in approaches to the world and the community and what they're trying to do. But we'll discuss that later. Let me not get distracted. So back to the census. So now that we got that part figured out, we figured out that we're at the procedure of systematically enumerating. So now let's move on to and acquiring in the definition. Acquiring has so many different definitions, from learning or developing, buying or obtaining, taking ownership of, possession of, property to gain for yourself through actions or efforts. Basically, the acquiring is the direct result of the systematically enumerating. It's how they are taking down the information that they're receiving through numbers, through us filling out the forms for the census. It's how they are documenting it. That's them acquiring it. Which reminds me of the article when the whistleblower said that orders came down to do whatever they had to do to finish each non-responder, meaning those who didn't respond, do whatever they have to do to fill it in so they can put whatever they want to, whatever they're feeling for that day. And the reason why this information is so important, why the non-responders need to start responding, myself included though, of course, because there's been times where I didn't fill out the census, I guess, 10 years ago, but you know, this time around it definitely was different because I have more knowledge and understanding. The U.S. Census and the acquiring of the information from us going out and producing those numbers and making sure that we're all accounted for, that's going to determine how many congressional representatives we have. The results from the census are so important. I cannot stress it enough. Like, these census results will dictate how the states are spending federal program money. It's over $1.5 trillion, like, that the results from the census give to these states to allocate the way that they see fit. And they're only going to be allocated if we have adequate representation of our community and where we live at. Without adequate representation, there's going to be one agenda that's pushed. So we can't get mad and say, oh, we don't like our school system, we don't like such X, Y, and Z, we don't like that they took God out the flag, we don't like that they're teaching about LGBTQ, we don't like that they don't allow our kids to pray, we have to bring them certain types of food, they can't have this. We don't like all of these rules, right? But we're the only ones who have the power to go out and change it. And it starts with the census. Having an adequate representation of the diverse world that we live in will make for better, a more harmonic place, in my opinion. I'm not saying you got to share it with me. That's why it's my opinion, right? But I'm pretty sure that you guys agree. If we can have people who look like us in government, who understand our agenda, who understand what we want, and who can articulate that from a policy and procedural standpoint, then don't you think the world would be a much better place? If we actually had people in office to look out for our agenda, specifically for our agenda and how it could help communities who are suffering, who lack economic opportunities, who lack the funding, the basic resources, the basic necessities. You have schools in inner cities who barely have any books, teachers on furlough, all types of things. I'm not talking about right now. I just mean in general, before COVID. Definitely probably going to be after COVID. What's going to happen then? So the census is super important because it only comes around every 10 years. And 10 years ago, there was over 800,000 African Americans who were unaccounted for in the census. What does that mean? Less representation in the House, of course. To dig deeper into the minority hole, 60% of Hispanics did not participate in the census 10 years ago either. Some studies say it's because of the language barrier. Some say that they're so deep in poverty they don't have time to go and participate and mail the form in or lack the resources to do it online. Others say it's because of immigration status and, you know, there's a fear of deportation. And if you don't know any better, then you're going to get confused, or you're going to believe that, you know, you have no right to participate in this because it's a government document, so you think that they're going to come after you as some type of consequences. But newsflash, they cannot come after you because race data plays a crucial role in policy decision making. And who makes the policy and the decisions? The congressional representatives that we elect. We elect them by taking the census and making sure that they know exactly how many people of this race are in this area, how many people of this race are in this, and what do they want. We push our agenda by lobbying bills and going to Congress and backing these bills and voting on those bills, other than the big name ballots that we see, but paying attention to the little things. Those things directly affect us. And I cannot stress this enough, it is not too late to go and fill out the U.S. Census. Go to census.gov and definitely make sure that you fill it out. Not only can you still take the census, but COVID-19 has now put a damper even in the U.S. Census. You have COVID-19 leading to redistricting and redrawing and reallocating funds. So what does that mean? Think about places like the epicenter, New York City. A lot of people moved out of New York City because it was an epicenter. During the pandemic, yes, people were leaving the city. So all those people who left the city, they're not going to be counted for. That means that that state is not going to get so much money as they would have, say, compared to 10 years ago, the last time that there was a census done. Also, think about it like college towns or college students who live on dorms, right? They left campus because of the COVID-19 pandemic, so they went home. So now, if that college kid is from another state, now he's counted back at home in his state, when really he might not even live in that state. He might be staying in wherever he's going to school at. So that's money that's going to be missing. That's broken down on its smallest like terms and levels, of course. But think about it on a grand scale to where you have people who live in, like I said earlier, New York City, who left. There was a large amount of people who left. There's people who are leaving these hotspot areas, going to go stay with family or wherever they're going, and maybe they're being counted over there, which means that state now is overrepresented, and there's states that are underrepresented, which leads to the reallocation of funds. So why am I pushing the census so hard, you guys? Because the census has everything to do with public life. Everything to do with public life. It has to do with how your state accurately represents you. And even if you don't care about the census, I know you gotta care about your community and where you live at, because you live there, so it affects you every single day. Let's make sure that we're getting community programs, make sure that we're getting new art programs, or making sure that, you know, the inner city schools are getting the right amount of books that they deserve, or making sure that the funds are being used to actually help better the community and not just cover up a problem. Getting resources like mental health centers and safe spaces for after-school programs, as well as social reform programs, WIC programs, affordable housing programs. So all of this is determined by the census, believe it or not. So when you think about it like that, you know, it kind of makes you feel like, wow, if you haven't been participating, then, you know, now you know better. So let's definitely make sure that we do better. So in keeping up with the spirit of the political science census definition, the procedure of systematically enumerating and acquiring and recording information about members of a population. For me personally, it's letting our voices be heard. It's a way for me to let my voice be heard, making sure that I did my part to make sure I help my community. We as a community, as members who inhabit this earth, we need certain things. Schools need new programs, new curriculums, new teachers, new ways of thinking. We want new DAs. We want everything new. We want a whole new justice system. And the only way that's going to happen is if we actually show up. We have to show up. For those of you guys who are able to participate, then definitely go out and participate. Not just in voting, but in the census as well. It makes a difference. Without us actually showing up, then it'll be decided for us. I mean, look at the whistleblower. You guys can go on harmonypolitics.com and I'll definitely have the link to the article that I read so that you guys can dig deeper if you would like to. But look at the whistleblower who's actually, compelled to actually come forward and say something about this that's going on. So you know it's gotta be important. There'll probably be a movie about it someday from sometime from now, I'm not sure, but just the fact that he or she was willing to say something about it lets you know that we really can make a difference if we just come together and make one decision. And that one decision is demanding that they do their job, holding them accountable, making sure that what we want as a community, we are telling them, we are voicing it, we are showing up past just the protest and the riots and the looting, but really holding both sides accountable, not just the government, but holding ourselves as a community as responsible as a people, making sure that we are our brother's keepers, that we are holding each other responsible in our own community. How can we demand perfection from our government when we don't even demand perfection from ourselves? We don't even take care of home and where we live at. And I'm not talking about those who are erasing their carbon footprint or anything like that. I'm talking about from a policy standpoint, not taking care of home. By not participating in the census, by not participating in various steps in government that are going to get you that representation or get your voice heard or get your belief out there. There's a group out there who represents what you believe in, and it's up to you to go out there and do the knowledge and get the research. I mean, think about it like this. If the government can use knowledge, wisdom, and community to further its agenda, why can't we do the same? I mean, seriously, the procedure of systematically enumerating and acquiring and recording information about members of a population. There's knowledge, wisdom, community right there. The procedure of systematically enumerating. That's the knowledge. Getting the numbers, getting the data, getting the information. That's the knowledge. Acquiring. That's the gathering. That's the wisdom. That's the application. Wisdom is application, and acquiring is the application of knowledge. Not only did they receive the knowledge, but now they're doing something with it. And recording information about members of a population, community. And to be honest, the government is using the knowledge that we provide, the wisdom that they see fit, the application on our own community. That's our job to do. We're giving the government too much control by allowing them to tell us what programs, the $1.5 trillion from the census, we're letting the government decide how that's used in our community. How are they getting this? They're getting it through the lack of knowledge. It's through the non-responders to the census, the absentee ballots for those people who don't vote. Now, I know that, we have the Electoral College and they're the ones who make the decision when it comes to the president. But make sure that you guys stay tuned because we'll definitely dig deeper into that when we get a little bit closer to elections. But for now, we're just focusing on the census and non-responders and how we are really letting the government decide what's best for our communities. When the government doesn't even live in our communities every single day, yes, they create laws that are enforced in our communities, but we are the ones who actually live there. So let's use our own knowledge, wisdom, and come together as a community in order to demand what we want. If we as a people come together, we definitely have the power to persuade any nation, anybody, if we just show unity. Now, I'm not saying we should overthrow the government. Please don't think that. And this is not to support any type of radical movements. But I am saying that if we promote harmony by bridging the informational gap between our community and politics, by getting information like this, because now the census isn't so bad, right? Participating in the census is going to lead to long-term change. The census only comes around every 10 years, people. 10 years is a long time to go without adequate representation, without your community getting the programs and the funding that it deserves and that it needs in order for it to thrive and flourish, in order for economic opportunities to present themselves, in order for resources to become abundant for your community. In order for you to feel like you're living now and not just living, if that makes sense. Like one is living and you're just so excited to be alive and the other is you're living just to live.
to wake up and do it all over again. It makes a difference, people. So let's go past the protesting. Let's push past the arguments that we have with our family about politics. Let's actually show up and show out. And we can do that by going to census.gov and making sure that we're registered to vote. And even if you're not sure, go and register again. You can register again just to be clear and make sure that, you know, you have your information and that you are voter ready. We are starting a series today, and that is going to be, Are You Voter Ready? And in this series, we're going to be covering San Bernardino County elections, as well as national elections. And I'm really excited because more so than ever, people are into politics right now. We're living in a crazy world, in a time where people are so unsure and they're looking for some type of political stability. Well, have no fear. Harmony Politics is here to help, bringing you knowledge and wisdom. I love my community. We are one, and I just want us to be so harmonic when we think about politics and making sure that we hold ourselves accountable for what we are doing or not doing to participate in this crazy game we call life, politics, government, breaking down gaps and information, bridging gaps, breaking down where there's any type of lack of information so that we have an understanding of how this world works and how we can maneuver harmonically. Thank you guys for talking with me, and until next week, peace, love, and harmony.